it's to do with cost, I'm afraid, inevitably.
No, I understand that. What I'm saying is it's annoying for us because we just don't have that many people. So do you mean that you can't do this training for us?
Well, we could do it, but we'd have to charge for 20 people, even if only 8 came.
I see. Okay, well, maybe we have no choice.
Sorry, I'm not quite sure I understand. Are you saying that you'd like to proceed with the booking anyway?
No, that's not what I mean. What I mean is that we'll have to run this internally after all.
Look, just a thought. It may not be entirely relevant, but we do have some spaces available on our open training day on the 3rd. Would you be interested in registering any participants for that?
The 3rd, did you say?
Yes.
I think we'd probably be interested in that, but I need to confer with my line manager. Can I get back to you on that?
Yes, of course.
Hello, Kirsten Ma.
Hello, this is John Powell from Consuelo. You left a message for me?
Ah, yes, hello. Thanks for getting back to me so quickly.
No problem. So, I was wondering, could you clarify exactly what sort of training program you were hoping to run?
Yes, of course. We need to ensure that our company is fully compliant with the new legislation and procedures regarding the transport and handling of hazardous biological materials. We had intended to do this ourselves, but having discussed it with the relevant people, we now think we need to ask an external training provider to do this.
Could I ask you to spell out some details? How many participants, when you wanted this to happen, and so on?
We were thinking of having 8 managers for a one-day workshop, ideally sometime around the middle of next month.
Okay. A day should be okay, but look, I'm very sorry, but you do know that we only run tailor-made workshops for a minimum of 20 participants.
Oh, really? No, I didn't know. That's a bit annoying.
Well,